Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon March 2019 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. We will be having a general game event in March called the Spring Festival. This year, I will be running the event. It will begin on the evening of Friday, March 15th, run through St. Patrick's Day weekend, and end after the following weekend on Monday, March 25th. The event will feature the Metarexi as antagonists, which are plant-based aliens from Diurnus that haven't been seen since the homecoming event in August of 2017. This event will have two acts, with the first being available from the start and the second act being introduced on the vernal equinox. Kagome and I will be hosting a death march on the final night of the event just before everything is shut down. So, Drock added special hump day code. With that little hint, figure out the following riddle. With ears closed, I hear the wind. With my mouth closed, I drink water. With my legs bent, I lift myself above the earth. What am I? Other game additions and improvements from February include: hiding players will no longer be exposed by searching players unless both parties are registered for player killing. Successful warrior combos can now daze and stun opponents. Field of the Grasping Dead is now more effective against ethereal creatures. As an unintended side effect of the Taste Project, a pined taste scent has been added. And a natural spring can be used as a source for the flood spell, thus opening up many more possible places where water spells can be used. Here are some crafting improvements from Drock. Certain pieces of forged jewelry will have reduced stats, leaving them with more open composite when adding gems and inlays. You can now add gemstones to crafted masks. Crafted weapons with high quality will have better die rolls. You can now specify a desired weight when splitting items such as spell comps, herbs, and ores. If you know lapidary, you can crush ore into powder that can be used in brews. This is especially useful for getting materials of a specific composition for brewing unguents and acids. And you can now use salty tasting spell comps as seasoning when cooking, and a few flavor tweaks. We can expect the following upcoming changes in March. A new necromancer skill called Soulsmith, which allows necromancers to mount soul stones to jewelry like gemstones. Spalted woodcrafted items will have a chance to randomize their stats similar to patchwork leather, and additional options to the various mage elemental focus skills to allow mages to make on-the-fly changes to spells. Jezreel's efforts with some areas I gave him a couple of years ago are coming to a conclusion. He reports that these level 34 areas, called the City of Drehul and the Everlit Depths of Thuadur, should be finished in March or April. He is being assisted by Octopus, Myrol, and Morpheus. Speaking of Morpheus, he and the Dream Team have mostly been doing cleanup, fixing a bunch of things players won't really notice, like taste, size, weight, and the like, on objects both old and new. They continue to work on quest merging the Arceus Fort and Dragontooth, working on Nightmare Plane solo and group 4 areas, started a new Tower of Learning for Dragontooth, and another island to go around Gyanassi. Denton has been busy implementing new code that helps world builders work out topographical kinks in wilderness areas. Early next month, I will be conducting a Q&A style interview with Denton, so you can look forward to that.